Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Chase DeCoit as we talk a little bit more about animal disease trace back in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, Superior Livestock's got Labor Day 38 coming up, offering 63,000 head on the 7th and 8th of September. It'll be seen live on Dish Network Channel 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Auction starting both days at 8 a.m. Central Time. Wednesday, feeder steers and heifers from across the country. Then Thursday, wean calves and calves on cows. Call Superior 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Hi, I'm Monica Collison, President and CEO of Union Mutual Insurance. Like you, I grew up in and still farm and ranch in our great state. Growing up in Granfield, I learned the hard work that it takes to protect the land and assets that my family built over the last 110 years. Union Mutual Insurance has been serving Oklahomans just like you for over 85 years. At Union Mutual, we focus on protecting your farm, ranch, and home, not politics. Call your local agent today or visit us on our website at unionmutualic.com.
Back with Chase DeCoit of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association to dig a little bit more into this animal disease traceback story and the work by USDA to move toward electronic ID for animal disease traceback. That's what the USDA efforts are all about. And Chase says that while that is at the top of the list and top of the priority for this particular conversation, it's also important to understand that these electronic ID tags can be useful for value-added efforts for the beef industry as well.
Yeah, so in regards to that, NCBA really is supportive of this program only from a perspective of animal disease traceability. You know, we want those other programs to remain in a voluntary basis. We want those to be market-driven and continue to allow our producers to capitalize on what the market demands with some of those program-based electronic identification systems, electronic data transfer, and program cattle. So we support the efforts by the agency to move forward in a way that is solely in a manner to enhance our disease traceability components of those tags. But, you know, certainly I think as an industry, the more that these programs can interact in the future to allow folks to not only be in compliance with the law, but to do what they need to do, which is best for their operation, is a discussion that is always on the table.
At the end of the day, is that obviously, if we can get this accomplished, that gives us one more tool. If God forbid, we ever did get a significant animal disease in the United States, that would really be very, very helpful, I know, to help button things down quickly.
You're exactly right, and that's why we're so concerned. Threats of foreign animal disease like foot and mouth disease or a disease that we're watching right now known as lumpy skin disease, which is occurring in the South Pacific, those things are always threatening and on our doorstep, but probably even more imminent today than it has been in the future as we watch our friends in Australia with their concerns over Indonesia and their outbreak of foot and mouth disease. And Australia is obviously on high alert to ensure they safeguard their herd and their cattle herd. But beyond that, we are watching those things very closely as well, because many of our American citizens travel to Australia. We also have a lot of trade with Australia that could be impacted by foot and mouth disease or lumpy skin disease. And so we are watching our international components this as well. But you're exactly right that animal disease traceability, electronic ID in particular, can limit the spread of disease and keep our producers and our nation's cattle herd as safe as possible.
I guess what bottom line, we just kind of need to be watching. Stay tuned. Hopefully the Biden administration will be releasing something sooner rather than later.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're looking forward to learning more based on their proposed rule that we expect before the end of the year, and look forward to engaging with our agency partners to ensure that that rule accurately reflects what the cattle industry really needs and is asking for.
NCBA's Chase DeCoit. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, it's the breakthrough you've been waiting for. A hardbred winter wheat variety with highly effective resistance to the most yield-ravaging viruses in the high plains. Wheat Streak Mosaic, and Triticum Mosaic. Add in high-yield test weight and protein, and the result is OSU's Breakthrough. Through a collaboration with Kansas State and Colorado State Universities, Breakthrough is the only variety adapted to Oklahoma with WSM1, the gene responsible for resistance to both diseases. Check out okgenetics.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.